For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The sounds of migrant children separated from their parents in a detention center was loud and clear on the House floor on Friday. Los Angeles area Congressman Ted Lieu was called out of order when he used a digital recorder to play the sounds of what advocates say are children crying out for their parents after border agents separated them.
There is no rule in the House that says I cannot play sounds from a detention facility.
The gentleman will suspend the use of the device. It is in violation of Rule 17. The sergeant-at-arms will enforce the rules of decorum.
When approached by several plainclothed people ready to shut him down, Lieu relented and turned the recorder off. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
In a 5-4 ruling today, the U.S. Supreme Court says police most of the time need a search warrant if they want to collect cell phone information about possible criminal suspects. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum says the case came from a man who was sentenced to 116 years in prison for a string of robberies.
His lawyer said that, look, my client has a reasonable expectation of privacy under the Constitution, and the Fourth Amendment requires the police to obtain a warrant before obtaining this information.
OPEC has agreed on a modest increase in oil production to help with prices and avoid a supply shortage. Iran went into the meeting arguing it wasn't a question of supply and demand and blaming Trump administration trade decisions. But ultimately, Saudi Arabia persuaded its arch rival to go along with the production hike, although there was no clear indication of exactly how much more the OPEC producers would put out. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Tributes continue to come in for conservative columnist Charles Krauthammer. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Krauthammer died on Thursday at the age of 68. Earlier this month, he had revealed that he was in the final stages of a losing battle with cancer. He'd been missing from Fox News special report for nearly a year as he battled that disease. Fox's Britt Hume worked with Krauthammer for decades.
The man was so courageous in the way he lived his life, and he overcame so much, I mean almost total paralysis, to achieve what he achieved.
Krauthammer had graduated from Harvard Medical School back in 1975 from his hospital bed as he was recovering from a diving accident that left him a lifelong quadriplegic. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Northern California power company says it could pay upwards of $10 billion in connection with last year's deadly wildfires. Of the 21 Northern California wildfires last year, the California Department of Forestry has determined the cause of 14 of them so far, and several were caused by downed power lines. Pacific Gas and Electric filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission that it expects to pay at least $2.5 billion by the end of the quarter, June 30th, and could reach $10 billion plus as it is facing some 200 lawsuits and has paid nearly $1 billion in insurance claims so far. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.